Hello, I'm Tina Taylor. Most of the people who come to see me for assistance have very limited knowledge or understanding of hypnosis. What they believe they know has usually come from pieces of fiction, films, books, or maybe they've experienced or heard about a stage show. Possibly they've seen Derren Brown or Paul McKenna. And many believe that whilst hypnotized, they will be completely unconscious. Hypnosis is a subject that gives rise to many questions and has done for centuries. My interest in hypnosis began when I attended an NLP practitioner course run by Paul McKenna, Dr. Richard Bandler and Michael Breen. I thought I was to study NLP, Neuro-Linguistic Programming, and hadn't realized that hypnosis would be involved. Over the course, I became fascinated by the subject. Something I'd been very skeptical about, especially as I came from a business background. I was surprised that I found so many different aspects that are useful to me in my professional and my personal life. One of the most frequent questions I am asked is, what does it feel like to be hypnotized? Some of my clients are surprised that whilst in trance, they can hear everything I say. I remember one saying she didn't think she was hypnotized, and she wanted to tell me so but found she couldn't get the words out, and then when she tried to open her eyes, found that she couldn't. And then when I told her to open her eyes at the end of the session, she suddenly felt wide awake as if she had been asleep for hours, when it had only been a few minutes. "How many minutes?" I asked. "About 5," she replied, when it had been around 20 minutes. When in trance, you hear whatever is going on around you. The sounds become unimportant as you relax more and more, and many people lose track of time completely. Another one of my clients who came to see me to stop smoking said afterwards, "I don't think I was hypnotized because I was conscious all the time. But I do feel more relaxed than I have in a very long time. I feel great." "Do you want a cigarette?" I asked. "No," he replied. And then he said, "That's really strange, because I haven't had one in a while. I've no idea what you said either." Outwardly, the hypnotized person appears to be asleep, and it's that similarity that gave birth to the name hypnosis. Hypnos meaning sleep in Greek. Yet on the inside, it's different. When sleeping, the attention of the sleeper is defocused, whereas when in trance, the attention of the hypnotized is focused on the suggestions given by the hypnotist. One description of being in trance is that it's like when you're driving your car home from work, and when you get home you don't remember the journey. You've been driving on automatic pilot, probably daydreaming, and then wondering how you got to your destination. This is known as waking hypnosis. I am often asked if it's possible to hypnotize everyone. The ability to enter the trance state is within all of us. In fact, you've already been in and out of trance many times. There are those times previously mentioned when you were driving. In fact, whenever you become completely absorbed in anything you are doing, you enter a hypnotic trance state. Some people go into their trance experience quickly and allow themselves to go very deeply into the trance state. Often, when they awake, they have very little memory of the experience, whilst others may take a little longer to relax into trance, going into a much lighter trance, and when they awaken, they have a hazy memory of the event. The more you practice relaxing and going into trance, the deeper you go and the more responsive you can become. Hypnosis is a state of mind that allows you to accept suggestions that otherwise, in the conscious, you may have found difficult. For example, the smoker who wants to stop may not be able to consciously, but finds it so much easier once a suggestion has been directed into their unconscious mind through hypnosis. You could say that entering the trance state allows you to access the power of your unconscious, subconscious mind. When in a trance, you enter a state of hypersuggestibility. In trance, our brain waves change too. When awake, our brain waves run at a frequency known as beta. And then as we go into trance, they change, moving from beta to alpha. This is the state known as light trance. And as you relax even more, it goes from alpha to theta. This is known as the medium trance state. We're probably in the theta state while sleeping too. And as we relax even more and go into a deeper state, our brain waves change to delta waves. When in the deepest state of hypnosis, our brain waves are in delta. In this state, we lose track of time completely and have no memory of what has happened when we wake up. When working with my clients, the hypnosis is usually delivered whilst you are either in a light or medium state of hypnosis, and is just as effective whatever trance state you enter. Although most of my clients believe, expect, in hypnosis, they'll enter the delta state. They think, when in trance, they know nothing, like being asleep. Whereas in reality, they are aware. They just forget when they awaken. If you'd like to know more about hypnosis and how hypnosis can help you achieve your goals, send me an email or call me. I'm happy to answer any of your questions.